T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, this hour I'm going to get into a topic that I hate. I mean, I really hate this topic. I didn't want to do it. But I just think that there's enough stuff going on with this topic that we should discuss it. But before we get to that, if you're just tuning in, we had fun in the first hour talking about the Pelicans striking gold. Landing the number one draft choice in the NBA lottery draft. The draft is next month, and it looks like they're going to take Zion Williamson, this incredible player who is big and powerful, and he's fast and quick and agile. It seems like he's got it all. He's from Duke, and it looks like the Pelicans are going to draft him. Does this mean that maybe Anthony Davis changes his mind? And that has been our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. If Davis changed his mind and wanted to remain in New Orleans, do you think fans would forgive him and embrace him? 51% say yes and 49% say no. And you can give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. This text says, people are putting their hurt feelings over the good of the team. Keep AD and stop crying, people. Here's another text that says, the only way to forgive Davis is if he apologizes and fires his agent. Another text says, it's too late, he burned the bridge, bye. And this text says, Scoot, winning fixes everything. If Davis stays and we win, we won't even be talking about this and the future. Well, that's true. It would not even be a discussion in the future. Also, I think this may be, I'm not sure, but I think this may be one of the seven signs that the end of the world is coming. Chick-fil-A is considering a vegan menu. Seriously. And you know why this seems so unlikely? And this is so unfair. And I admit that instinctively, I did the same thing. Chick-fil-A is associated with conservative ideology. And while it's not fair, it seems like, whether this is true, I don't know what the facts are, but it seems like being a vegetarian or being a vegan is more associated with liberal ideology. And so here you have a fast food restaurant associated with conservative ideology, thinking about a vegan menu. But, you know, it's marketing. And they're obviously smart because, look, I know a lot of vegans in my life now. And, you know, sometimes I've gone to dinner with vegans. And, you know, I feel like I eat healthy when it comes to just the average person. But when I'm around these vegans and vegetarians, I feel like I'm a pig. There's just so much that they won't eat. But anyway, I respect anybody who eats what they want to eat, and if they're healthy. But I just thought that was it was interesting reaction to Chick-fil-A considering a vegan menu, and it really does point out how quick we all are to stereotype. Because I was thinking, wait, Chick-fil-A vegan? Those two things don't go together. Why? Well, because Chick-fil-A is considered a conservative based fast food business. And being a vegan is considered liberal. But, you know, vegan is really about being healthy. And I'm sure, I don't know how many there are, but I'm sure there are some conservative vegetarians. I'm sure there's some conservative vegans out there. I just don't happen to know any. If you do want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And from Metairie, Michael, welcome to our show.
Afternoon, Scoot. Real quick, I was calling to talk about the abortion stuff, but since you brought up the Chick-fil-A thing, and I know you're kind of a boomer generation and Beatles fan, if you ever have a chance, look up this comedian that did a take with Yesterday as Chick-fil-A. You'll probably be able to find it on YouTube. It's quite funny.
I'll look for that.
Okay. On the abortion thing, I'm not here to necessarily discuss, the issue with when is the baby actually a child, and you know, when is a life, and all that kind of stuff. The only thing that puzzles me on these groups of people in states where they tend to be anti-abortion is it always seems like, and it's actually a fact, that they are very strong about their moral desires to give the child a right to life and the sanctity of life, But once the child is born, they seem to be the states and groups of people who are very against welfare. They're very against helping single mm-hmm. mothers. They're very against, for example, when I saw the law come up, and I've always, this issue has always kind of bothered me, and I looked these things up, and you would think these states that are very anti-abortion would be higher in adoptions, and they're not. I looked at Alabama's website, and they had, I think it was close to 7,000 kids available in the system for adoption, and currently, as of this year, there's only 340 that have been signed up for it. You would think that these places and these groups of people that are so concerned about the life of the child, once the child is born, they don't seem to be very active politically, financially, in worrying about what's going to happen to that child who's born in that situation once it's born. So, you know, as we're going to that topic, I'm not here to discuss whether that child has a right to life. It just always puzzles me that the group of people that shout that also seem to be more of a group of people that don't seem to really want to put a whole lot of resources into helping that child having a better life when they're, you know, because we are talking about saying that the child has a right to life, and if the mother is not in a situation where she wants the child, she's not ready for the child, doesn't want the child, but the child should still be have the right to life. But they don't do anything to help that mother and or the child to have a better life. So that part of this discussion yeah. always bothers me about that particular, these states and these groups of people who are very anti-abortion. And then you go look into how they deal with the child once it's born, and they seem to have no concern or desire to put resources out there to help the child once it's in the world.
Yeah, Michael, I think you really bring up some great points, and there is that hypocrisy, and hopefully, but this is one of the things that doesn't change. But hopefully, people on both sides of the abortion debate will stop and think about things like that. That okay, if you're against abortion and you want every fetus to be born a child and brought into this world, then what are you going to do to help that child? I mean, you can't be hypocritical and say, you know, well, we, you know, none of this. But then what, you're not going to think about what the manifestation of that philosophy is? So, I mean, I agree. It is a problem. Alabama's governor, Kay Ivey, is expected to sign this bill. But Stacey Fox is with Planned Parenthood Southeast. And she said that she's urging the governor of Alabama to veto what she calls a very dangerous bill. She says the bill in Alabama, they're going to file a legal challenge against it to block it from taking effect. Lawmakers in Alabama yesterday gave final approval to legislation that would make it a felony to perform an abortion at any stage of pregnancy. But even supporters of the bill expect the courts to quickly block it from taking effect. Alabama State Representative Terry Collins said the goal is to create a court case to challenge the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion nationwide. And in Louisiana, we have a fetal heartbeat abortion ban bill that has now cleared another hurdle, and it's heading for final legislative passage. And other states have passed these heartbeat abortion ban bills. That story is on our website at WWL.com. So it seems as if there is this trend in this country right now to work toward overturning Roe v. Wade. Do you think that's going to actually happen? You know, not long ago, I thought, you know, there's no way that's going to happen. But I'm not so sure anymore. I think it is conceivable. I guess that's an appropriate word to use here. I think it's conceivable that there will be a challenge. And the Supreme Court is being stacked in the favor of the conservatives. But, you know, when it comes to the Supreme Court, politics shouldn't have a damn thing to do with the Supreme Court. It's all about the Constitution. And the Constitution is not about Democrats. It's not about Republicans. It's about citizens. It's about you. It's about me. And there have been times when judges have surprised the presidents who appointed them and the voters that backed the appointment by voting on an issue completely opposite that they were expected to vote. I know David Souter was a big Supreme Court justice, nominated by George H. Walker Bush, maybe. And Souter, over the years, surprised a lot of people and sided with the liberals on the court because he was looking at the law. I mean, there were even times when Antonin Scalia would surprise me and say something that was really about the law and not about being a conservative. All right, I really hesitate to even get into this, but it's a big deal. So we're going to talk about it. I want to set a couple of ground rules. Abortion, in legal terms, is not murder. Don't get mad at me. I didn't make that up. But abortion, in your mind, it might be murder, but it's not murder in our society. We don't have a right to murder people. So, I mean, that's a stupid comment. Don't make it on the show. You could hold that belief in your heart and your mind, but until you change the law, it's not murder. So stop saying it. Work to change the law if that's what you want to do. And what about the girl who's raped? And one of the legislators in Alabama said something about, we even need to protect the life of children that are the result of a bad situation or something to that effect. You're so callous as to describe rape as a bad situation? Obviously, that's a man saying that. And that's one of the big problems with all of this. I mean, there's a lot of support from women, but some men make the dumbest statements about things like this that it's hard to believe. A bad situation. And there was somebody else not long ago, a couple of years ago, who said something equally as ignorant about rape and having a child. If you do want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, Alyssa Milano has taken care of this problem with her hashtag sex strike, LOL. Yeah, if these abortion bills go through, she's saying that women should, like, withdraw from sex. Don't have sex with any guys. I mean, is that the answer? It might be. Here's a text that says less than 1% of abortions are because of rape. So what? I mean, what difference does that make? That if it's one person, that's that one person. You're going to make that one person because it's not a big percentage? I mean, what if there's a bigger percentage of people that want abortion than don't want abortion? So does your opinion not matter because of the percentage? It's stupid. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, so we're talking about this bill that has passed the Alabama Senate. It's a near total ban on abortion. And it apparently is being set up as a bill that could go before the U.S. Supreme Court to challenge Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision that legalized abortion in America. Louisiana and other states are also pushing through fetal heartbeat abortion bans that if there is a heartbeat, it's illegal to have an abortion. And all of this is based on the idea of when does life begin? And when does life begin? I mean, a tadpole is alive. So there's life in a tadpole. There's life in an amoeba. An amoeba is alive. But there are those who are just so set in their ways. I've said many times that that I am pro-choice, but anti-abortion. And for those of you just like screaming right now, going, oh, my God, you can't. Yes, you can be that way. And there are a lot of people like me, a lot of people. It's not for me as a man to make that decision. However, I'm against abortion. So I got the text a few minutes ago about Alyssa Milano, the actress. And she is suggesting hashtag sex strike, meaning that these bills go through, cut off all men, no sex with men at all. Which, if I were a woman, that would be my choice, but that's a story for another show. But here's a text that says, Scoop, my wife has been on sex strike for years. Here's another text that says, this bill was passed by a bunch of men who don't know what it's like to carry and care for a child all alone because a lot of men just walked away. It's so true. It's the men who walk away quite often. And so just a total ban. Again, the Democrats in Alabama tried to push through an amendment that would make the abortion bill exempt in the case of rape or incest. It failed 11 to 21. Now, we're talking about Alabama. So if you are the survivor of incest, if your parent has sex with you, if your dad has sex, if you're a girl, your dad has sex with you and gets you pregnant, and that has happened before, then you can't have an abortion. And I guess they want to protect that because there are men who are having, I guess daddies are doing their daughters in Alabama. It's a shame that that is not even taken into consideration here, that incest and rape are not taken into consideration. I mean, how hardcore would you have to be to have that kind of attitude? And it this new bill in Alabama calls for up to 99 years in prison for any doctor performing an abortion. And it's my understanding that the woman would not be punished, that a woman could have an abortion and not be punished, but the doctor is the one who would face the punishment. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870. Text is 870-870. And I'm also looking at this exemption in the Alabama law that deals with the serious health risk of the unborn child's mother, that I think in that case you could abort the child. Well, why? I mean, if you're against abortion and rape and incest, why not let the mom die? I mean, why not let her die? You know, she's lived these many years. The baby's just being born, so let the mother die and keep the baby. I mean, to me, that should be a personal decision and not a decision made by the damn government. And it's so ironic to me that hardcore right-wingers are so in favor of the government staying out of our lives. And this is an example of the government being involved in your life. Here's our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you think it is possible Roe v. Wade will be overturned by the Supreme Court? Right now, 100% say yes. And you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I've got news coming up, so if you're on hold, we'll get to your calls here in just a moment. And if you're just tuning in, I want to once again admit that I hate talking about this topic. You've got your mind made up. I've got my mind made up. Nobody ever seems to change their mind. And it's just, it's a clash of two mental roadblocks. And for those who say, it's murder, it's not murder. And you can't get mad at me because I don't make the laws. That's not up to me to decide. Legally, it is not murder. Now, maybe you should work with your legislator and have your legislator produce a bill that says it is murder. Because Roe v. Wade is based on right to privacy. And so if the Supreme Court's going to overturn that right to privacy, that would be a very, very significant decision. Let's see if it happens. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. On our pop culture calendar, it was on this day, May 15th, 1963. I Left My Heart in San Francisco by Tony Bennett won the Grammy for Record of the Year. You know, that was 1 year before the Beatles arrived in America. Can you imagine this was the number one song on many charts? And this won the Record of the Year. Robert Goulet was the best new artist. I mean, it's hard to just believe that somebody like Robert Goulet would be the best new artist. Man, how things have changed since the baby boomers had influence over music. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. So this tension between the U.S. and Iran, I hope there's nothing to talk about anytime soon because that could be really, really ugly. This is an ugly topic, but we're talking about it because it is significant in America and here locally as well. The Republican-controlled Alabama state legislature passed a measure that would essentially ban abortion. If this is signed into law by the Republican governor of Alabama, and it's expected to, then it would make Alabama the state that has the country's most restrictive abortion law. It would also add to the debate about whether or not the Supreme Court might overturn the landmark decision Roe v. Wade. And that's our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you think that if it's possible now, is it possible that Roe v. Wade will be overturned by the Supreme Court with these bills that are being passed? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I am also pro-life and pro-choice. And that's another way of saying, you know, pro-choice and anti-abortion. Here's another text. I am pro-choice and anti-abortion as well. I do believe that there is a responsibility where if you don't want children, use protection. I also believe that you do need to leave my guns alone. And if someone wants to smoke weed, that should be their decision, not the government's, to tell someone what they can and can't do. I totally agree. It's just, it's amazing to me how many conservatives are in conflict with themselves. And they don't want to hear this, but it's true. They're in conflict with themselves over picking and choosing how they want the government to be involved in people's private lives. One of them is abortion. The other one is same-sex marriage. You want the government to make that decision? You want the government to judge people about what they do with their lives when it comes to marriage? That's hypocritical. From New Orleans, Richard, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, what's happening, my man?
How you doing?
You know me. You know, I love these type of topics, Scoot.
I appreciate that.
I love what you're saying, a lot of stuff you're saying, because I think, I don't call them conservatives. I'm not even calling them right-wingers. I'm calling them idiots. That's what they are. Because, here, you, what you just said, that's what I was calling for. How you want government to regulate a woman's body? Her body. But you say you don't want government in your life to regulate business. Really?
Well, I agree. I mean, I agree. But there's so many people that, you know, when it comes to the when it comes to things like the First Amendment and other things, there are people who want the government to block what you do because they disagree with what you do. But when it comes to the Second Amendment, those very same people say, no, the government should not be involved. To me, that is the height of hypocrisy.
That's another one. Yes, that is another one. Now, this other thing, too, where is it? Now, we got to get biblical with this because that's where it has to go. Where is it in the Bible? Where is it in the Torah? Where is it in the Quran that God says a woman can't have an abortion?
That's well,
man-made. It's man-made. Now, I'm going to put another point to that. Why are you fighting when that baby comes into the world? That woman can't take care of that baby. You want to talk about that lady? She having too many babies, but you don't want her to have an abortion, so she got to have that baby. So now look what happens. She in a predicament. She poor, destitute, don't have money. Daddy gone, daddy in jail, daddy strung out, daddy may be undercover, and all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm just
yeah,
being
I
real.
Yeah, I mean, I look,
and
I,
that's
I
we don't want to be real. We just want to talk about things, but we don't want to be real about things. See, people want to just talk just to talk. No, talk intelligence, talk with some sense. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution.
All right, Richard, I appreciate the call. Look, there are a lot of problems with this. Now, look, those who are anti-abortion, those who are pro-life, they're talking about protecting what they believe in their heart and mind is the beginning of life. They're convinced that a human being begins at conception, that when the sperm penetrates the egg, that's the beginning of human life. And from a biological standpoint, I guess you can make that argument, but the law has not allowed protection of a fetus until the fetus is capable of living outside of the body of a mother. At that point, about 7 months, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but about 7 months, that's when the law protects the unborn child. Because prior to that, it's not always considered to be an unborn child in the minds of some and in the minds of the law. So it's not murder. It's not legally murder. But this is what some people are working toward making it, defining it as that. And so I think there is going to be a legitimate challenge to Roe v. Wade. It's going to be interesting to see if the Supreme Court even takes this up. And again, so often on this show, and even this week, we've talked about kids that come into this world that are not parented. Okay. If you're for every fetus being born, what are you going to do to help the child when it comes into this world? That becomes part of your responsibility. I'm Scoot. I know, I hate talking about this topic. And we're only going to talk about it this hour. A few more things to say when we come back on WWL. And that's what it should be about. It should be about love. I mean, you know, even if you don't love the man who impregnated you, love the child. Love your baby. Care for your baby. this bill in Alabama and bills like the one here in Louisiana about the fetal heartbeat abortion ban, this is creating a lot of buzz about abortion in this country again. And it seems as if there are going to be some major attempts to craft laws in such a way that the Supreme Court takes this up as a challenge to Roe v. Wade. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you think it's possible that Roe v. Wade will be overturned by the Supreme Court? 52% say yes. 48% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says, abortion is about white women producing white babies. White people are quickly becoming extinct. Y'all could care less about black babies being born, so stop pretending your death rate is higher than your birth rate. Well, I mean, maybe that's true. I don't know. But this has nothing to do with race. So just shut up. I mean, seriously. I mean, I really want to eliminate, I want to weed out the stupidity when it comes to this topic. In fact, since I am, like a lot of people, I'm pro-choice and pro-life. I'm against abortion, but I'm pro-choice. I'm going to stop saying that I'm pro-choice. All I'm going to say is I'm pro-life because I am against abortion. And I got a text a few minutes ago accusing me of promoting abortion. How is being against abortion, how is that promoting abortion? That speaks to the hysteria that surrounds this topic. I mean, people get fanatical about this topic. And look, I love kids. I love kids. I have a son. I have a new granddaughter in my life. I don't get to see her as much as I'd like because they live in Portland, Oregon. But I see the miracle of children. And it's an incredible thing. But there are things that happen in life. And I think from even a religious standpoint, you don't know. You can say you think you know, but you don't know. Nobody's gone to talk to God and come back and told us. Nobody knows when God gives that tissue a soul. Nobody knows. You don't know, and I don't know. You can say, this is what I believe. In your opinion, you can think it happens at this point, but you don't know for sure. And so, you know, for people who are so set on, well, this is when, how do you know that's when it happens? That's when you think it happens, but you don't know for sure. And when Democrats bring up in Alabama an exemption for rape and incest, and they say, well, no exceptions. That went down in defeat 11 to 21. No exceptions, incest or rape. And one dumb Alabama legislator said something to the effect of, in the case of rape, some children are born out of a bad situation or something to that effect. You know, it would take a man to call rape a bad situation. The only way a man can really relate to this is to envision the possibility that somebody has sex with him, you know where, and impregnates him, and the man gets pregnant as a result of that. Do you think for 1 minute these men would tolerate carrying that child to term if they were raped by a man who got them pregnant? I mean, obviously that's not biologically possible, but that's the only way you can really relate to it. And so you're going to be so bold as to say, no, I'm against this? And what about the incest thing? I mean, are we trying to protect people in Alabama who are doing their kids? I mean, this is disgusting. If your dad rapes you and you live in Alabama, they don't want you to have an abortion and you get pregnant? It has happened. It has happened before. I just think it is so appalling. But yet that speaks to the mentality of that group. You can be anti-abortion. That's fine. You can be pro-life. You can be a dedicated, passionate pro-lifer. You have a right to be that in this country. But don't be stupid about it. Rape, incest, life of the mother. And then I think it's interesting that the woman in Alabama, the woman is not going to be, this is my understanding, the woman's not going to be charged, but doctors who perform abortions face up to 99 years in prison. All right, if you've got a comment, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here is a text that says, adoption, not abortion. Well, I get that, but you're going to ask a woman who was impregnated by her dad or her uncle to bring that child into the world? I don't think that's fair. Again, your religious views are your religious views. And hold them dear and close. But let's keep the government out of this. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Well, you know, we have the freedom to make decisions in our lives. And one of the most important decisions we make, believe it or not, is the decision to have unprotected sex. That's a very important decision that we make. And there are consequences. And one of the consequences is a pregnancy. I am pro-life. I am against abortion. But I also don't think it's my job to tell somebody else what to do. In the same way that I'm not telling you how to lead your life, don't tell others how to lead their lives. Here's a text that is telling me that the Bible says that, what does it say? The Bible says that God knows you before conception. Okay, it's a nice thought again. And maybe that's true. I don't know. Is that exactly what he means with that? I mean, that's one way to interpret it. But you don't know for sure. It's what you believe. Here's a text that says, does Plan B, the Plan B pill, fall under abortion? I would think so. Here's a text. The Bible says Lot was raped by his daughter. Guess it's okay. Yeah, for those of you who take the Bible literally, I guess that's okay. Hey, I'm running out of time. If you're on hold, I'm sorry I didn't get to your calls. Again, a passionate passionate topic, and one that just brings out sometimes the worst in some people when it comes to just trying to discuss something intelligently. I've got a text here that says, remember Cider House Rules. That is an excellent movie about abortion. Cider House Rules, starring Michael Caine, was a very important movie about the hypocrisy of the abortion issue. If you haven't seen it, if you haven't seen it in a while, watch Cider House Rules if you want to see a movie about the hypocrisy of abortion. It's time for the $1,000 12K a day giveaway. The code word this hour is TOLL. Text T-O-L-L to 72881. Text TOLL to 72881. Next code word coming up right before the top of the hour news at 4, and we never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply, and please don't text and drive. Don't miss your chance at winning $12,000 a day in the Intercom National 12K a day giveaway. I love the promo. I think it's so cool that President Trump agreed to be part of that promo that we run here promoting the 12K a day giveaway. All right, we're talking about Budge Boiler and Morning Call coming back. They're getting together, coming back near City Park. We'll talk about that next on WWL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.